Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Like, acknowledge the Yidinji people here on country and the ground where we do the broadcasting from, and acknowledge all our First Nation radio stations across the country. Also, traditional owners across the country as well. And otherwise, you can text a brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for National Talk Black, taking right up to 12 noon Queensland time. So do add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Happy NAIDOC, you mob, wherever you are celebrating on this beautiful big island of ours. Give us a call and tell us how you're celebrating NAIDOC, and going strong and going hard. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Terry Jenke, solicitor and director of Terry Jake and Company, and talking about the release of her book, True Tracks, on the line. Dr. Terry, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Oh, thanks, Trevor. Well, you know, I was born in Cairns many moons ago.
Yes.
No, but my family comes from the Torres Strait and also Cape York. So I have Meriam heritage and also in the Cape, Wurundjeri and Yardakana heritage. And I've also got Filipino and Malay ancestors as well.
Beautiful. A fruit salad, you could say, sister.
Beg your pardon?
Fruit salad, you could say. Nice mix there. Listen, congratulations with your book here, True Tracks, respecting Indigenous knowledge and culture. Indigenous cultures are not terra nullius, nobody's land, free to be taken. Just a bit of background, your work in 2000, you set up your own law firm, Terry Jenke and Company, focusing on Indigenous culture and intellectual property, ICIP law and commercial law, and also active for Indigenous and non-Indigenous clients, artists, community control organisations, government and corporations. So you work in a very important space in regards to we as First Nation people operating in the so-called white world or business world or government world, law world. So a very important space you work in. But congratulations with your book, True Tracks, Terry Jenke. So tell us about it, please, sister.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the book came out last week and it's a combination of a 25-year law career of the work that I've done in Indigenous knowledge and Indigenous art and the rights to that. So I went to University of New South Wales and, you know, I specialised in Indigenous arts and copyright. When I had a break from law school, I was I found out about the gap between protecting oral traditions with copyright law, you know, and just the law and focusing on material form protection. And then there was all these rip-offs in arts happening, you know, things being made overseas or artists.
Well, exactly. A lot of our culture, rapage and pillage with our culture and our artifacts and our stories and our artwork. So we needed someone there to protect us. And look, black on black, you can't beat that. Black lawyer, cultural woman, yes, a nice fit.
Well, this is a story of me being, like, very unsure of that I could, you know, there was such a big gap and people were saying, oh, that's really great, you know, go for it, sister, go for it, daughter. And it was just such a burden because I knew the gaps in the law.
Yes.
And so, and there were many, many years of Aboriginal people, Torres Strait Islander people, before calling for rights. And I just wanted to set a pathway that would enable people to advocate rights because, you know, the government hadn't brought in any new laws. So that's where I devised these two true tracks. and their principles, and that you can follow for respecting Indigenous knowledge based on what Indigenous people need to assert that cultural link to their identity, you know, land, culture, that strength.
So the book, Terry, is for black and white, for artists, for business people, for non-Indigenous people, government, all the above. Information's there to guide us through in protection and respecting our culture, yes?
Yeah, it's a proven track record because we've used those protocols in the arts and in film, and now we're moving them. You know, a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have used them, and now it's just a system that can be used by non-Indigenous people too to create that understanding. Mm. Instead of like people thinking knowledge is terra nullius, we've got to move towards having free prior informed consent recognised,
yes,
and also negotiate those rights and people can keep those connections. There's a lot of stories in there about the rip-offs,
yes,
and where knowledge has been taken, and you know, relating to plant knowledge, you know, people find in books the healing, the stories of the plants told by Aboriginal people, and then the next thing they'll take it off and might be new patent. Yeah. Or medicine,
yes,
and the Aboriginal groups not involved in it all. That sort of thing,
exactly,
is where this book is trying to say, no, you have to go and talk to those Aboriginal people. Mm. Maybe they don't want to have that medicine or that plant.
Yeah.
Might be sacred. So it's opening it up to say, you, if you're dealing with that knowledge, you need to engage with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Well, exactly, and if you look at the law, which you would be well aware of, I not, but if like someone's working for a company, a corporation, and then they leave that company, go to another company, it could be the opposition, this corporate knowledge sort of thing, isn't it? It's the same sort of thing, isn't it? Protection of that information, leaving that space.
Well, that, yeah, it's so wide when you look at, it is information, and I think there is a lot of knowledge there, and also with Indigenous people, it's old, drawing from the past, but it's still being
owned by the traditional owners.
Well, there's also new knowledge,
yes,
like you say, being developed by you know, young innovators doing things in tech, design. Look at all the amazing new sort of art that is coming out.
Yes.
And I think there's a really big wave of databases and traditional knowledge and the capture of knowledge through drone technology and the work that rangers do in land and sea environments. Yeah, all of that is where Indigenous people need to lead that discussion about how their knowledge is used.
Sister Terry, as a black lawyer, how do you feel regarding the law world or the law society in Australia? Are they operating in this space in protection of First Nation culture and customs as such? Have we stepped up? Has the Commonwealth stepped up in that degree?
Look, I think the legal profession, there's so many more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lawyers now in that are in the profession, you know, working in all sorts of in-house, in government. There's a lot of practicing lawyers, so that's been a shift. But there's been a good support from other lawyers. I notice here in New South Wales, the legal profession really supportive of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lawyers coming through. Numbers are sort of, you know, need to grow. Do you know, we have a head of the Law Society of New South Wales here is an Aboriginal woman, a UN woman who went to uni with me, actually. Her name's Sonia Stewart, and she's the CEO of the Law Society.
Big shout-out, Sonia Stewart. So, yes, that's good, yes.
She's amazing. But, you know, and you're seeing shifts like that with, you know, big firms employing people. There's Reconciliation Action Plan. There have been shifts in the law, like in the years that I've been practicing, the wave of, you know, Mabo, Native Title. Mm. Commercial law is a really big growing area, and I think Indigenous organisations need that support for their governance,
yes,
for employment law, for their intellectual property, And that is a big growth area too.
Yeah, fantastic. So your book, True Tracks, out and about now. So, yes, people get online and get that book in their hot hands, Respecting Indigenous Knowledge and Culture. It's fantastic and a powerful tool. And like I said, with your 20 years' experience as a black lawyer and first as a black woman, I think it's a fantastic tool in educating and protecting First Nation people in regard to the culture, yes.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Yeah, it's got a lot of different stories, a lot of different chapters, and it's the first step for people to look at to, you know, shift their way of thinking. Mm. And I hope it encourages. I've tried to put in a mix of my personal stories of, you know, trying to navigate through a career in law.
Mm.
So I hope it really inspires some young people out there or old people or middle-aged people, old people, to think about this and you know, careers in law also I'm advocating for.
Yeah, lovely, fantastic. Well, congratulations, my sister, doing a fantastic job, leading from the front in regard to the Law Society, and it's great. So we'll get our hands on that book, True Tracks, Terry Janke, Respecting Indigenous Knowledge and Culture. All the best to you, my sister. Happy NAIDOC, and stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, my sister.
Yes, yeah, keep going strong. Happy NAIDOC to everyone, and shout out to everyone there.
And come home, visit us soon, sis.
Oh, I definitely will. Go come home and see my mum.
Yeah, beautiful. Mum's in Cairns?
Yeah.
Mum's in Cairns? Yeah. Yes, good. Well, okay. Yes. Come and have a cup of tea with mum. And it's warmer up here. You know that. It's warmer up here.
Oh, can't wait. It's too cold out here in Sydney.
One love,
right,
sister.
Then, my brother.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there, and that's a yarn in there with Dr. Terry Janke. And look, she's a fantastic Indigenous lawyer of Miriam and Wathathi heritage. And look, she's talking about her new book there, True Tracks, Terry Janke. So get your hot hands on that, fantastic. And add to the information that's in that book to guide you in regard to protecting culture, protecting law. And here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Bully Run here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumbibrip Media 98.7 FM here on your Dingy Country here in Cairns. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, a strip search a day. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Julie Tongs, CEO of Wininga Nimija Aboriginal Health and Community Services, and talk about this space that she's working in. A very good morning, Julie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Happy NAIDOC.
Happy NAIDOC, my sister. All the best to you. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a Wiradjuri woman from Witten, New South Wales.
Yeah, beautiful, sister. Yes, and happy NAIDOC, and look, celebrate strong and hard. We're talking today to you about a strip search a day. So, look, the story is about a total of 208 strip searches of women. In other words, on average, a woman detained at the AMC is strip searched every day of the year. Look, it's daunting, isn't it? It's sad to hear, but give us your thoughts on it, please.
Well, it's very disturbing, really.
It is.
121 of the 208 women strip searched were First Nations women.
Mm.
And, I thought that, strip searches were a thing of the past, but, you know, it's pretty disturbing. And I know that it's not just happening in the AMC, it's happening right around the country, and it needs to stop.
Well, human rights is what we're talking about here, aren't we?
Absolutely. And the ACT, which makes it more disturbing, is supposed to be the only human rights compliant prison in the country.
Mm.
And this is the sort of behaviour that they display out there, you know. And why, you know, out of the 208 strip searches, 3 women were found with contraband. So what's that about?
Mm, sure, exactly. So there's got to be a lot more work done in this, and it's a very sensitive topic, but it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and I've been calling, and the Aboriginal leaders in ACT have been calling for a royal commission into this. I mean, the ACT probably is the only jurisdiction in the country that's never had a royal commission. And the overall justice system here in the ACT, like all the rest of the systems around child protection and everything, are just an absolute train wreck.
Exactly.
And, you know, people think because we live in Canberra, we live in the land of milk and honey, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
Exactly. And then we're talking about, well, protection of the inmates or the person in custody, regarding self-harm. Understand all that, but there's ways of going about it, and human rights should be front and centre.
Well, you know, why would you be strip searching on the way to court?
Yeah.
What's that about? Yep. What are you going to take out of the jail?
Yeah,
is there anything worth taking out?
Yep, true. Yeah, exactly.
And then you get strip searched again when you come back in. What's that?
So, Julie, how do we police this? What needs to be done in the system, and from what ministers to address this?
Well, I've written to the ministers asking them, you know, why this is happening, and I've raised a number of issues around the Corrections Management Act, and you know, to me it seems like an outdated act, but I thought that the practices around strip searching were only, you know, if they thought that somebody was at risk of self-harm or they suspected that somebody had contraband, but to actually routinely strip search people, you know, coming in and out, that's just way over and above what should be happening.
And how did the victims or the people, women in this case, in incarceration, who were they talking to? Where's this information is being leaked, and what support had they got?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and as we know, a lot of these women have already been victims of sexual abuse and
physical abuse and
violence. You know,
and then who's doing the strip search? Are they males? Or, you know, are they females and non-Indigenous female? There lies the questions.
Absolutely, you know, and the thing is that you can never get a direct answer.
Yeah.
And, you know, even of those 208 strip searches, there was no reason given for 49 of those searches.
Yep, because we've got to have a reason to strip search.
I know, and it's just, you know, I think that there needs to be a call of to action around all of this. You know, we've had the Black Lives Movement. We need to get back to that because nothing's actually changing. If anything, it's getting worse. And we should be celebrating NAIDOC Week.
Exactly.
And, you know, all we do is constantly react to the abhorrent things that others are perpetrating on our mob.
Look, Julie, it's very a sensitive subject, and look, more power to you regarding your research and your fight for this, and advocate for this space that you're working in. Please do keep in touch, and this is a tool as well in regarding talking about it. Our governments are listening to our conversation, so thank you for sharing, and thank you for the yarn, my sister.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Happy NAIDOC, Julie. You take care, sis.
You too.
Bye-bye. There it is. That's Julie Tongs. She's CEO of Winunga Nimija Aboriginal Health and Community Service. A strip search a day, and that's her topic there, and what she's yarning about. A total of 208 strip searches of women. In other words, an average a woman detained at the AMC is strip searched every day of the year. And of the 208 strip searches, 121 or 58% were conducted on Aboriginal women, despite the fact that during the period of only 44% of the women were Aboriginal. And of the 208 strip searches of women at the AMC in this period, only 3 or roughly 1.5% result in discovery of a contraband on a woman being stripped naked. In all three cases, the contraband was drugs. So there it is, a space that she's working in, advocating in regard to protecting women in custody. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
the bush is where I wanna be, yeah. Running wild and living free, living with Mother Nature, just like traditional Aborigines. Look at the world around me, around me.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Australian Post launches new parcels making traditional place names. All Australians will now be prompted to include traditional place names when addressing letters and parcels after the community campaign. The new Australian Post packaging will include a dedicated spot where customers can choose to include First Nation country just above the street address to on a letter or a parcel. It'll be phased into as stock becomes available as part of the NAIDOC week. And happy NAIDOC to your mob out there too, Dudley. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Rachel McPhail, who was petitioning Australia Post to make the change. On the line, my Sister Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. First of all, before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So I'm a Gomeroi woman, so from northwest New South Wales. That's where my old people are from.
Yes.
But I was raised out on Dharawal country over on the coast.
All right, fantastic, beautiful footprint there. Look, thank you so very much, and congratulations. You've been petitioning Australia Post to make the change as part of a campaign to include traditional places names in all addresses, and it's come to fruition. Congratulations. You must be so excited, and this is fantastic news.
Thanks so much. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I guess it's kind of like a bit of motivation to keep going. So, like, this is one step in my campaign, but there's still heaps more to do.
Of course there is. And we are resilient people, aren't we? And it's a go a mile, see a mile, step-by-step process. But we are fighters. We aren't going anywhere. Here for 60,000 years. And here's just another step forward in regard to recognition, acknowledgement, and putting our people forward as First Nation people, yes?
Absolutely. And I really resonate with that because, I feel like that my ancestors have been guiding me along this whole way. So, like, you know, as you say, resilience, and I really believe in intergenerational resilience. Mm. Like, they raised us to be this strong. And, so I think, like, you know, they've been behind me this far, so they're going to stick with me.
No, too deadly. Exactly. And our ancestors are very strong in spirit and are with us and do guide us. How did it all come about in regarding your concept, your idea? Say, hey, listen, why don't we just, when we send a letter, send it to our country mob? When did this all come into your mind, so to speak? It's too deadly. It's simple, but it's powerful.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, and I really believe in, like, you know, just little tiny changes. So it's really hard to kind of to think of, you know, I think it was just a spur of the moment kind of thing. I was just putting an online order because, you know, COVID, and, you know, we were trying to stay at home as much as possible. So I was just doing, just ordering something online and just put Wiradjuri country in my address because that's where I live now, out on Wiradjuri country near Wagga. I put that in my address and then it turned up in the mail. So I just took a photo and put it on, like, my personal social media. And then, you know, there was heaps of support for it. So one of my mates said to me, like, you know, start an Instagram page specifically for this.
Yes.
So that's what I did. And then, yeah, that's where it's kind of come from. But I think that, like, I'm studying social work at uni and, like, I'm almost finished. This is my last session coming up, starting next week, thank God. So the thing is, like, they kind of, as you're going through the course, they kind of teach you to look at the way that, you know, systems or the way that we do things in Australia impact on minority groups. And because I'm First Nations, I obviously look at things from a First Nations perspective.
Yes.
And so I always try and, like, you know, find just little bits and pieces that I can do in my personal life that might just be tiny, like, easy things for me to change or to do, but could potentially make a big difference, especially if, you know, if other people kind of go, oh, I like that, I'll do that too.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, like they say, from little things, big things grow. So I think if each of us are doing, like, little bits and pieces to be more inclusive, then, you know, it'll create big change for our community.
Well, it takes a drop in the ocean to create a tsunami, so to speak. And as you said, little things, big things grow, step-by-step process. And as one, we can, well, change the world. We can move the country. And, look, this is so fantastic. And what comes to mind, Sister Rachel, is I work closely with the sovereign Yidinji government here in Cairns on Yidinji country. And they've got their own sovereign government under the rights of Indigenous people. And so they've got a chief executive. They've got a foreign minister, a tourism minister, education minister, and all the above. They've got their own flag and they've got their own emblem and coat of arms. And they sent letters out to prime ministers of the Commonwealth, as well as all the prime ministers and presidents of the world, that Yidinji is open for business, so to speak. And they also put, they've got a Yidinji stamp, and they put it on the mail the first time they mailed it out, and it got received by the Australian Post. So, and what you're doing here is fantastic, and we are ripple effect is what we're doing, and I salute you, my sister. I think it's fantastic. But when you get a chance, check out the sovereign Yidinji government. That's Yidinji, and that's coincides with what you're doing, and so powerful, my sister. So every snail mail, when you're putting that mail, letters, parcels, yeah, put the mob name there. That'd be deadly. We can start doing that, sister, and Your family must be proud of what you're doing there, sis.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud. I feel like that, you know, like my great-great-granny would be, like, she'd be so happy.
Yeah.
I just think it's a way for us to also celebrate because, you know, like in 2021, there's still plenty of issues, but I feel like that we're in a much safer position, you know, in current day,
yes.
To be able to celebrate our culture and say, you know, I can walk down the street and proudly say I'm a Gomeroi woman.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, my great-great-granny couldn't do that.
Exactly.
You know, it was not safe for her. So I think that, you know, like I'm proud to just be able to represent my family, you know, in for her.
Well, my sister, you give me goosebumps on goosebumps. It's too deadly, my sister. And you're off to the JOB, so you go do your thing.
Yeah.
And big shout out to you, your mob, your family. Stay safe, the world that we live in. And, yes, I'll be sending letters now with Murray Koori Noongar names there. And so proud of you. Take care, sister. Happy NAIDOC. Happy NAIDOC.
Thank you. You too. See ya.
Bye, doll. A deadly yarn there. Rachel McPhail, her name is, and she's a lead petitioner for the Australian Post to get them to launch new parcels marking traditional place names. And she started with back in lockdown in Melbourne, Victoria there, sending out a parcel and putting a Widgery name on it in regard to the address and received the parcel. And I thought that was so deadly. She took a photo of it, and then that sort of triggered her mind. Why don't we do this across the country? So there you mob. So you can send parcel letters out to family, friends, business associates, whatever, across this country, and put in the name, the traditional name of the traditional owners on that letter. How deadly is that? Have you say yarn up strong. Yarn with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you from Yidinji country here in Cairns, North Queensland. And we are at the First Nation Radio Station, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So give the Murray a call, 1-800-422-416.
Welcome My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Oh,
Yeah, that's Gila Boy, Saltwater Band, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Mari from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station, BBM 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. Hope you're travelling well, celebrating strong and deadly. We've got liquid sunshine happening here in Cairns at the moment, but festivities are still going strong in regard to our celebration. Like I said, a beautiful breakfast Tuesday morning there with the team here, the mob here in Cairns, and about 200 people, delegates, attended, and a good breakfast and good yarns and very good presenters as well. And big shout out to the Gimoy Wallaburra Yidinji mob there and the Yirukanji mob. They delivered a keynote speakers in brother there, Gavin Singleton, and Uncle Gujugujul. 4 miles, so fantastic, and two nations working closely together. Too deadly. Have you say, Yana Strong, tell us what's happening around your area with your mob, with your celebration of NAIDOC, your mob out and about. Are you marching? You've got Cup Murray happening. You've got yarns going on. Shake a leg. Let us know what's happening, and celebrate hard and deadly here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Yana. We've got Tony Gibbs online. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I don't hog the show. I just want to really commend you on the show today. It's very, very powerful.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
I really do, and I really do. Today was great, and the speakers, the first one, CTG scripts, so a lot to do with the hospital, and people got to be on computers and everything. If emergency cases go to the hospital, they leave without their medicine, is what it means. That's
yes.
Not right?
Yes.
Okay. That's that one. The next one, the women's searches in Canberra. She's a wonderful, powerful lady. What she's doing
there. She is, yeah. Julie Tongs, her name is, yes.
Yes, I'm sure I can't remember everybody's name. I'm sorry.
All good. All good, brother.
Yeah, all good. And she said Canberra's not a bed of roses before. Well, it simply is the Clan headquarters. Mm. And what's going on is Crown Authority, government, police, military. That's Australia. And that's the Clan headquarters.
Yes.
Next moving on, sorry, your song Modern Aborigine. Donna used to love that song, mate. She used to pop around to it. And it says you give it all up and go back to the country. You know, that really was her baby and her mother.
Well, nothing beats having your feet in the sand on country, on your own soil, eh, brother?
Yeah, well, thank God that we did have that, you know. And thank the spirits, and you know, I'm not in the religion big time. The post office names, yeah, that's far out. You didn't, you will be on the thing. I never thought of that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Simple concept, but powerful. And it's a way of educating people of the world, a way of promoting and advertising all our countries on this big island, brother.
Yeah, and I just, yeah, it's all great. And it's a top show today, and that's what I rang
good
to say.
Thank you.
And with the Olympics too, I like the... Give Selwyn there a Dreamtime gold medal for being a long distance, you know, in the Olympics, you know, and the Olympics, I don't think they should all be going over there. It's bad at this time and what's going on. But if now Murray ever run again, they don't have to, because Cathy Freeman showed the whole world.
Exactly. Leading from the front, hey, brother. Beautiful. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for being a loyal listener, Tony Gibbs.
Yeah, and I thank you. And Sherwin, and I said before I come on, I don't want to knock him off the thing, and I'm really glad he's talking. I'm good too. And good NAIDOC week for everybody. Bye.
Happy NAIDOC, brother. Take care. Beautiful yarn there, Tony Gibbs, a regular caller here on National Talk Black, based down there at Gordonvale, at the base of the Walsh's Pyramid there at the Green Patch, and he's a strong advocate and fighting for that space there for our mob. A beautiful running creek, so should ever come this way, check it out by all means. Let's Change the World is the name of this daily track here. Alicia Powell, got news coming to your ears soon. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Let's change his world through happiness and smile at each other, relieving the stress. We can all make a difference in this world.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Let's Change the World. Alicia Powell here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Well, you mob, thank you very much for your company. Murray going to sign off here. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Happy NAIDOC. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And more importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Here's the Daily Brothers and Sisters. Black Image, to Daily Mob. Hope Val, represent.
Little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west. 'Cause Black Image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now.
Hey sister.